TanCast.
TanCast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast!
In 2001, three friends named Tim, Andy, and Noah moved into a house together. By 2008, they had all gone their separate ways. Tim to Los Angeles, Andy to Atlanta, and Noah to San Francisco. Now they gather weekly via the internet to create a podcast filled with explicit language and inappropriate topics. So if you have an hour to kill, you have a computer or MP3 player, and if you can stand it, you can listen to TanCast!
Tim was giving me double IMs last night.
Yeah, that was random. I don't know why. Was
that the
only
one? That wasn't your fault. No. I looked it up. It was a program. Other people complained about it.
Hey, Noah. How's it going?
Yeah, exactly.
Suck my dick.
And sometimes he would send like a bunch of IMs, so then it would do that, and then it would do it all over again. But then he was doing it on purpose to do that. He's an ass.
I did it once. I sent the same sentence 4 times, so it came through 8 times, and all of a sudden I was like, oh shit, now it's going nuts! I'm so proud of myself.
You're a fucking idiot.
Idiot! Jeff just commented on my status.
Because he's gay.
We are gay ass homos every day.
With a faggy fag licking on your nuts. Won't you put your cock in our butts?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
My friend Ron Swallow was listening. He goes, I'm listening to my first episode of TanCast. And I said, oh Jesus. He goes, good stuff, Tim. And by good stuff, I mean my ears are bleeding. And then he says, no, really, it's pretty fun. I was like, hey, Ron Swallow could never leave something as an insult. Like, he can come up with a pretty insulting thing to say, but he'll never leave it that way. He'd be like, I'm just kidding. That's fine. Like, he has a streak of niceness that runs through him that he cannot purge from himself. Like, that guy's a faggot. Actually, he's quite a nice guy, and he's helpful.
I fucking hate you, and I hope you die. You bitch for sleeping for that with that dude. I'm sorry, baby. I really love
that
you.
That guy's a faggot. Not that there's really, you know, anything wrong with being homosexual. I mean, he's actually quite a credit to his own sexual orientation. I mean,
he steps up the homo game considerably.
Other gay guys want to be him. Straight guys want to be like him.
In case you guys are curious, I have a shit ton of pixie sticks in case anyone needs them.
How are you going to get them into my mouth?
Well, I'm going to see you in a couple days, Noah.
Pixie sticks.
Yes, you will. And we're going to do some docking. Yeah.
Except, yep. Do either one of you have foreskins and I just never noticed it?
Yeah. You never notice. I skin it back for you when you suck on it.
I have foreskin. I keep it in a jar with some snow. You turn it upside down.
Ooh. Look, it's snowing on my foreskin.
I keep mine in a folder album. Right next to my baby pictures. People do that, don't they?
Yeah, people do.
That's disgusting.
We did
By
not.
By disgusting, you mean delicious.
Oh, there's some beef jerky in your photo album, so I ate it.
So, how was everyone's week?
We haven't said welcome to TanCast or introduced ourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me
God
do that
damn it.
Right now.
Normally, that's Noah's thing. I was like, fuck it. Start the show. Fuck it. Fuck intros.
I'm sorry, I took Noah's thing, but now I'm going to take your thing. Welcome to TanCast, everybody! Suddenly, I'm Georgian!
I'm like, I think Andy is mocking me in the way I... Welcome to TanCast, I'm Tim, everybody, what a fucknut!
No, if I was doing Tim, I would have said, oh, welcome to TanCast, I'm Tim.
Why do I sound nerdier than you? Not on this planet, sir!
Really? Really, Star Trek boy?
Yes! Really, Doctor Who, Lord of the Rings. Check and mate. This is T, Tim. This is T, the Tim and Tancast. That's right. I don't talk right.
And I'm A, the Andy and Tancast. Because you know what? What the fuck? We'll keep it going. Except for
wait,
Noah.
And now Noah's intro music.
It's Noah!
Yeah!
He made that!
With GarageBand. Thank you, Apple.
I hope Tim actually played it, otherwise I sound ridiculous. Don't make that silence. Enjoy
it. Or you sound like Mitch Hedberg.
Did you introduce yourself, Noah?
This is Noah.
There it is. Yeah. Woo!
He's the N in Tancast.
Ooh, I'm wild. Ooh, watch out, ladies. No, ladies comment about like how they came to Tancast because of my smooth, sultry voice. Yeah, that's right, ladies.
One lady said you had a sexy voice.
And I could...
And she has never been heard from again.
Look, I'm holding on.
For all we know,
like,
it was a bot Noah set up. I don't know if she's doing the same thing. I don't know how shit.
Like, you know when you ever go to a fast food restaurant and they won like some award like 10 years ago and they still got prominently displayed? Like, one time we were good.
Oh, you know
now,
what?
Now, there's a bum sleeping in our lobby.
And you look around and, like, the roaches are leaving. Fuck, we're not eating here anymore.
Who was the gal from last week that I was going to ask, that I asked to write in and say whether or not Noah had a sexy voice, and that's what kept him coming back for more? I haven't heard from her. Damn it. Emily, that's who it was. Emily, where you at?
No, I'm kind of leaning towards that bot explanation. Kind of like that time that I created Zombie Ann Landers just so I could log in and post.
Right.
Hey, right. It was funny to me.
Okay, well.
Have you heard of that zombie book that they wrote?
The zombie... it wasn't Wuthering Heights.
Pride and Prejudice? No.
Zombie Little Women or something like that?
What, was it Pride and Prejudice?
Yes, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yes, I heard about it either on Geeks On or Grammar Girl or something. Perhaps both.
Oh, you and Grammar Girl. You want to make out with her. You're like, you know, if there's nothing good on television.
If the opportunity arose.
And you were single?
Right. Well, yeah.
That's what Tim means, is if both of their significant others just suddenly passed away.
Or if for some reason I was allowed to add a sixth to my my top five celebrities.
Really?
No.
That would be your sixth, Grammar Girl.
Yep.
You're full of shit.
No, I'm not.
You are full of shit.
Grammar Girl. Yes. Getting it done.
I'm going to make this happen.
No, I don't think you are.
I'm going to kill off everyone, including your top five, so she's the only one left.
Noah's going to call up Grammar Girl's husband and go, look, it's a thing. I'm trying to do a thing here. Can you back me?
I'm trying to prove a point. Can you help me out here?
Help a nigga out.
It's very important to me.
You know what? The plan's going to backfire on you.
Why?
Because I'm going to get some sweet, sweet grammar love.
Yes, and it will be syntactically correct.
Syntactically. That is a wonderful word that I don't know exists.
I'm not sure it does, but you know what?
It
I make words my
awesome.
Bitch.
Syntactically.
Syntactically.
Words don't rule us. We rule words.
Not the way I do it.
That's right. Words often make Tim their bitch. Like the difference between right and right. That was a callback to an IM conversation from 5 minutes ago that nobody else can see.
Yay! Maybe I'll turn it into a comic book.
Yes, but you know what? That one... You know how every once in a while there's something really important going on in comics and like an entire page is just one panel instead of breaking it up into six? That part where Noah declared that he farted? That needs to be one whole page. Noah needs to be standing on the rubble of all things around him and just declared loudly, I farted. And of course, the rest of the panel will show off what happens when Noah farts. Namely.
Like that little mouse
that sneezes really big.
I have no idea what the fuck Noah's talking about.
Never mind.
Tim, quick laugh and let's move on.
Tan laughs. Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a grin, and you'll find yours, I know. Tim Laughs! Tim Laughs is where we read your jokes on the air. If you have a joke you'd like to hear on the show, send it to us at fucktards@tancast.com or our first names at tancast.com. Oh, I'm so dead inside. You guys ready with some tan laughs? I got one.
Sure, why not, baby?
This one is from Princess Edamame, a.k.a. Nick's mommy on the Netcot forums. AKA one of the three women who listened to Tankcast. I don't know why you ladies are here, but I appreciate it.
Well, I know why one of them's here. She's married to me. She likes to listen to it and go, I married a retard.
I tried to give Danelle some episodes of Tankcast to listen to on her drive up. She was like, or I could pound my clit flat. I'm like, oh, all right.
Is that what she really said?
No.
Nor did I even really try to foist some episodes of Tankcast upon her.
I was like, go for you, Danelle. Tim, want to hand me that meat tenderizer over there?
She needs that and a ball peen hammer.
You said ball and peen.
Yes, I did.
So anyway, here's the joke.
All right.
A boy with a wooden eye didn't want to go to his school dance because he thought they would make fun of his eye. So his mother finally talks him into going, and he can't find anybody to dance with. Then he sees a beautiful girl standing alone, but he notices she has a large nose. So he gets up his courage and says, would you like to dance? She happily exclaims, would I? And the boy quickly shouts, big nose! Big nose! Big nose!
See, it's a pun. That's why it's would funny.
Alright, who's next? You next? Me next? Who next?
You next.
Me next.
Yes.
Ooh, damn, that fart was stinky. Anyways.
Look behind you at the dead and dying, Noah.
Alright. How many babies does it take to paint a house?
I don't know.
Depends on how hard you throw them.
I swear we've used that one before.
Did we?
Yeah. Tadcast 50. 50.
How many babies does it take to paint a house? It depends on how hard you throw them.
Huh. Maybe we use this one, too. We'll find out in a second. What do you call a dead baby, a rat, 6-week-old bread, and a gherkin?
We haven't used this before.
I don't know.
A Big Mac, I think. Oh. For some reason, they typed the... this is from Todd, by the way. For some reason, it's A, big, asterisk... Oh, sorry, A, B, asterisk, G, Mac. Big... you think a Big Mac? I don't know.
A Bag Mac? Bug Mac. Bug Mac, no. No, it's gotta be Big Mac.
Todd, write in and explain yourself.
Did Todd type it that way to avoid infringing upon McDonald's copyrights? Todd, maybe. We don't care.
Maybe he thought McDonald's was reading our emails.
Yeah. We've got no money. They can't come after us to sue us.
I got some money. I don't want you to sue me. I just want to buy a house.
Pussy.
Why are test tube babies the most beautiful ones?
I don't know.
Because they are handmade. I don't understand that one.
Oh, because you jerk off
as opposed to the other ones, which are cock-made.
Yeah, there you go.
Hmm, maybe.
I'm not gonna sign off on
it. I think we have read that one. I don't know if we did this one. What do you get when you have sex with a pregnant woman?
A hand job?
A baby with a black eye.
Are these all from Todd?
Well, not when I have sex with...
All from Todd.
Okay.
Wow. You blew through a lot of them.
Well, I've been having them for a while. I've been going back and trying to go in chronological order the ones that were sent to us, because I'm getting backlogged.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Sometimes I just skip around.
Yeah, I was trying to do this. I'm like, it seems like I pick Joe's jokes almost all the time. I'm like, you know, I love Joe, but I should probably pay attention to the rest of our listeners. So I've been trying to pick people I don't normally pick.
Good for you!
Andy?
Well, I've got one that was... Joe sent one to us, but I'm going to do one that's slightly different that fuck it. Words have now made me their bitch as well.
Ha ha! Sucks for you!
Trying that again, I'm going to do a joke that's similar to one that Joe sent us, but not one that Joe sent us. So, girl goes up to her dad and said, hey dad, can I borrow the car for this weekend? And her dad says, well, you know, you failed biology and you wrecked the car the last time I let you have it, and I told you I wasn't going to let you use the car anymore. She begs and pleads and finally says, okay, fine, but you gotta suck my dick. So she undoes his pants and pops his dick in her mouth and spits it right back out and goes, oh, this tastes like shit! And he goes, oh yeah, your brother has the car this weekend.
Oh dear, I've heard that one.
Back when I was in a play, like in high school, the director of the play told us that joke.
Nice.
Was that Steve?
Nope. This was, his name was Matt, and this was like a summer thing, so I wasn't
thinking. Oh, okay.
He probably didn't give a shit about his job. He's like, fucking summer school, fuck it. Maybe they'll fire me in my useless life.
He also was the one that told me, like, what, did you hear about the constipated math teacher?
No.
She worked it out with a pencil.
Oh! That doesn't work. I've tried.
Noah sounds so offended.
You need some Ex-Lax.
Wow. I was just amazed by how offended Noah sounds by that joke.
I tried it with a little swizzle stick.
Swizzle stick. Just a little bit.
No, you know what does work, though? You know those little whisks that you can use to make, like, whipped cream? Uh-huh. You just shove one up there and just turn it on. It breaks all up. All
right, I'll take your word for it.
All right, moving along. Thought that'd be funnier.
You were wrong!
Apparently so, I hate you all.
Fail.
Apparently so, I hate you all.
So, how was everyone's tan week?
Oh, it was so good. How was yours?
Didn't you get some good news, Noah?
No, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? No. Yeah, we're moving in 20th.
Woo!
Party at Noah's. For people who know Noah, personally. People who have met Noah and been invited by him, party at Noah's. I didn't want to just invite the entire internet to your place there, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, all 12 of them who listen.
Yep. Hey, word spreads fast on the internet.
Turd spreads fast on the internet.
It does.
Bukkake.
Yes.
Shiza.
Did you say Bukkake?
I know. I meant to say scat. Yeah. Or I was thinking scat.
Like a house party that we threw one time where we thought that we might get like 100 or 200 people, and the cops counted 1,200 when they came to break it up.
What was this?
This has never happened in the history of our lives.
This was not at the Tan House. This was in Monte Sereno, just outside of Los Gatos.
We still have never thrown this house party.
No, you didn't.
Well, then
it was a different we.
Well, then you are a faggot.
Yes.
How about that?
I was involved with serving the drinks. Don't you remember? Epic story. I was making shots in buckets. Like, I made 3 gallons of kamikazes and, like, a gallon of lemon drops.
Are you expecting Noah to know? Because I have no idea what you're fucking talking about.
It was an e-fuck party.
Yeah.
You were there, I think, Tim.
I don't think I was.
I think you were. I think I wasn't.
I don't think either of you were there.
Well.
Really?
Epic fail.
Epic
hey, guys. Fail. Hey, guys. Remember this thing you weren't at? Guys, can you get some details about this thing that you did not attend?
I wasn't asking you for
anything. How come nobody is getting my common reference of something that you weren't there for? It's like working with simpletons.
Yes, Noah and I agree, Tim. Ooh, in my exciting tan week, I listened to my very first Smodcast.
Wow!
Well, I listened to about the first half of my very first Smodcast.
Way to jump on that train!
I know. It's like Smodcast 88 or something like that.
This was a funny one, although I think it was kind of an odd one to jump in on.
I don't think it was the most recent one.
You said 88, that's the most recent one.
Now, well,
now what do you do with yourself?
Oh!
I was pulling the number out of my ass.
Leave that number in your ass and get me real numbers.
It's a smelly number. Mm.
What prompted you to listen to Smodcast?
It was Smodcast 87, Tapu. I don't know. I was up really early. I was washing some dishes and washing some bottles. I didn't want to turn the TV on and wake my wife up, and had my iPhone near me, so I turned on a Smodcast.
Tapu was the episode that made me realize the difference between the way Smodcast does it and the way we do it. Because I would say the first 45 minutes of the episode is all of them talking variations on the theme of this guy they know who, or no, I guess the guy, I don't know, it's like a friend of a friend who has an agreement with his wife that every Friday he gets a massage with a happy ending. And that lasts for 45 mm-hmm. minutes. Mm-hmm. Like they're not saying the same thing, but it's all variations on that theme. Whereas for us, in 45 minutes, we've covered 45 completely separate topics.
Yeah, I was noticing that about that podcast. Yeah, that Tancast. Sorry, Kevin, not trying to suck you into our little world.
He ain't fucking listening. Fuck him.
The other thing that it made me realize is either Kevin Smith has serious breathing problems, Scott Mosier has really bad gas, or Kevin Smith was getting high as a motherfucker right in the middle of it.
Let's see. Magic 8-Ball? C is very likely.
Yes. High as a motherfucker. Dude, that would be awesome if Magic 8-Balls actually had that as an option.
He was getting high as a motherfucker. What? I asked if I was going to be able to get my promotion.
Yeah, it's just like there's a bunch of times in there where all of a sudden Kevin kind of stops talking. You just hear him. Yep. And it's actually a little distracting. I mean, obviously our level of suckage is quite distracting in and of itself, but
only when you're sucking on your nuts.
Sucking on.
I was telling Andy, and you might agree to him, that I think his earlier podcasts were the best. Like lately, it's been, you know, like there's some spots of funny, but like the first ones, there was so much funny.
Like comparatively? Sorry, I just got a text message of someone suggesting a topic for Tancast.
Wait.
Good timing.
People have your number?
Well, it's a comedian friend of mine. Apparently, two comedians are on on the Tancast bandwagon at this very second. That's amusing to me.
Those guys are funny for a living too. What the fuck?
Anyway, yeah. So you were saying earlier, Smodcast used to be funnier.
Yeah, I think maybe is him getting high. I don't know, but like, yeah, the first ones, they were just like the one who was talking about the dog just getting like covered, caked in dog cum. Oh, that was so good.
I gotta say, Scott really stood out at the live one that they did up in Canada.
Yeah, he was pretty funny. Seems like Scott's been getting funnier too.
Yep.
Like before, he was like the straight man, and now he's kind of chimed in with his own humor.
Yeah.
And I like how he does like his different characters.
From the future. Like, okay, Dad. Like that's just Paris Hilton. So funny, like, Dad. This pass has been brought to you by Smodcast, who is not aware of our existence, nor do they care.
If they were aware, they would promptly forget about it, having many more important things to do. Apparently including getting high and recording Smodcast.
But yeah, I would start from the beginning.
Okay, I'll go back and listen to some early ones.
Go back to the future!
Yeah, I would say Scott's less funny, but man, fucking Kevin has some funny stories.
Yeah, and apparently some friends with some really fucked up ideas on what marriage is all about.
Hey, if it works for them and she agreed with it, what can you do?
Yeah, well.
Whatever you just said, I agree with.
Did I cut out or did you just not understand?
Whatever, and if he agreed with him, then what can you do?
Yep. You sort of know-ed it up there.
It's sort of like you trailed off, kind of. Like, and then there was people and things, right? You down, dog?
Oh, yeah. Word. To your mama.
Oh, fucking, that reminds me. Not really. I don't want to say Noah sounded like this person, but last night I was at an open mic, and there was this, you can't see the quotation fingers, comic. it was just like this random stream of consciousness that never actually flowed to the ocean. It's like dating, right? Like, and then guys, they don't, and then what are you gonna, and I don't, try and get to the gym, and, five long years, and like, this went on for 5 minutes. I was like, what's happening? And she seemed frustrated. We were laughing. I was like, I don't even know what you're saying. What are you doing? What?
It's like all the worst parts of an Andy story, a Stephanie story, and anything that your high friend in high school would have told you.
Yeah, because I used to do dance, I gotta work out, I gotta start working out. And then my trainer said, it's the ballet. What is happening? That's a direct quote. That was not even me misremembering it or trying to piece it back together. That was what it was. Working out. No. I used to be a dancer. Need to work out. It's the ballet. It's the ballet that what? Is it stopping you from working out? Is it helping you from working out? I don't know. What's going on? Help me. Verbs.
The ballet murdered my father.
Nouns. Where's the predicate? Give me a predicate. That's for you, Grandma Girl. I know you're not listening, but... just know you're in my thoughts. That's my alternate sixth celebrity. If Shakira gets hit by a bus tomorrow, you're moving up to the show.
You're moving up to the big leagues. Come on, Grandma.
The hypothetical Tim's Cock Show.
Some Stephanie will do that sometimes. She'll have like a whole like thought process going on in her head, and then she'll just start talking out loud in the middle of her thought process. So she's like, "Yeah, I think we should get a pot plant." Like, were we discussing this before? What's going on?
Yeah, I do that to my wife, and I'm pretty sure I used to do it to you guys.
You know what she does to me? She is not very good at like multitasking, like sending a text message.
Wait. Can you notice, everyone, how Noah is actually getting quieter and closer to his microphone?
I'm gonna guess Stephanie's around.
You know what? Quiet, everybody. She's gonna catch me.
Everyone, lean in. Lean in towards the internet.
Anyway, sorry. I don't want to completely derail that thought. I just thought that was funny.
No, we don't know what you're talking about. Please explain it.
So she'll do the Andy pause. Like, I'm distracted by something, so I'm going to stop talking.
Oh, my.
I was actually listening to you.
Oh, my God. Danelle does that. Oh, it drives me nuts. She's like, I need...
Look at Tim, can talk out loud because his wife is not home.
She'd be like, I need... I'm like, what? What do you need? You've got me. I'm a captive audience. We're in the car. What else do you... Come here. Look, me.
I don't think it would bother me much if we hadn't lived with Andy. Now I'm just like, just finish the thought. Come on, just do it. You can do it. You're right there.
But at least
you're
I
so
can,
close.
I can usually see what or like I can tell what's physically distracting. I'm like, put it down. I'm over here. Let's do it. You and me. Here we go. No more solitaire. Right here. Don't worry about that Apple commercial. Justin Long will be there tomorrow. Come here, right here. You and me.
Well, I can't speak for either of your lovely wives, but I can speak for myself. I think my brain gets ahead of my mouth. Like, I've got a buffer of words that my brain can kind of set aside for my mouth to say. But my brain is going so much faster than my mouth that the mouth just kind of runs out of shit because the brain's already moved on to something else. And all the rest of the words the brain was trying to shove into that buffer wouldn't fit.
No, I think it's just the internet connection between brain and mouth is buffering, and then, like, that's what takes so long. It's like buffering, yeah. Still buffering.
And he's on dial-up.
And it's a YouTube video being watched in an internet cafe that's incredibly busy.
Chocolate Rick. Ain.
It's the first YouTube video I thought of. I don't know why.
I just could totally see Andy like buffering.
Speaking of buffering and buffering, dear porn sites.
Uh oh.
You need to make sure you have enough bandwidth to actually stream all of the videos you claim you have.
All right. You know what I hate? I hate it when it's like you can only watch as much as it's loaded. Like, it's like, you know what? I don't like this part. Let me just jump to the middle, and it goes, okay, I will buffer to that point. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, no. Just start from there. It's like, hang on, I got this. No. Just go. No, hang on. I'm working on this. Internet, are you getting flustered? Just stop fucking bugging me. I'm working.
I hate when you can't move it. Like, it's like you go to fast forward. Like, no, we're right here. No, yep. Fast forward. Nah, we're good. Oh wait, I want to see that again. No, you don't. Not unless you want to start this over.
We've moved on.
You can go past the man. You live in the past. Don't live in the past. The future. Well, not that far in the future. Calm down.
We're going to time travel at exactly the normal speed.
We're going to time travel at the speed of time.
1 second per second. Speaking of buffering, apparently I got a little too vigorous when I was doing some manscaping and then soaping the area up, and a little bit of soap got into the tip of my wang. And it still hurts. So
would you jam it down there with like a rifle thing?
Like he was loading a musket?
Old school? Yeah, like, get down in there.
I might have been cleaning a little too vigorously, but I don't know. It's like
how vigorous
sucked.
Were you cleaning? Like I wash my junk all the time. I never get soaked that far in there.
It wasn't even that far in there. It's just like right in the tip. But oh my god, it burns when I pee.
Oh, if this is all, get that checked out. Get that checked out, son.
If this is at all what having an STD is like, because it's been like, I don't know, half a day so far, but oh, I've stopped drinking water. I'm like, fuck it. I will get kidney stones before I go in there and pee again. If this still hurts on Monday, I am going straight into the doctor, and then for the first time ever, I'm going to whip out my Wang and ask somebody to look up inside of it.
When was the last time you saw Hector?
See, I see what you're going there for, but this actually hurts me, so.
I'm just saying,
I may laugh a little less than you.
I think there's maybe something else going on there, besides just getting the soap in the tip. That's just my feeling, but I could be wrong. I'm not a doctor.
Well, it started immediately after getting the soap in the tip.
Right, but I'm thinking maybe there's a cut or something.
Oh, then I might have...
Because, I've never had that happen where it hurts that bad. It seems like maybe it's somehow getting into something open. I don't know. That's just what I think. I don't think Tim likes this conversation.
Well, no, because I recently had penis problems, as been documented in previous Tancasts, and
yes.
I do believe,
oh, yes.
And I do believe they were soap related, so you may need to go check that out.
Was it just right at the very tip, or was it get further inside that you were hurting?
It was mostly right at the very, the cock tip.
Like the last eighth of an inch.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a full-on fourth of an inch, but that's about it.
My penis is strong, ladies.
And although mine wasn't painful as much as it was itchy. It was like, oh, that itches!
That's when you put a coat hanger down there. Just
scratch away. Well, that's when I get the musket loading thing. And I'm like, ah, get ready!
Ready, aim, fire!
Lovely. When Andy warned us he was going to talk about his penis this episode, and there you go. We didn't warn you. We just let you guys walk headfirst into it. No pun intended.
Headfirst.
Revenge of my cock tip. There, I said it. Now we can make it the episode title.
We're not using cock tip as a title of an episode. It just gets blurred out on iTunes, and then they miss the joke anyway.
What about snake tips? Pub tips?
How about my wang mouth?
Wang mouth?
Yes.
That?
How about spicy boner?
I said that to somebody, and they're like, spicy? Why is it spicy? I'm like, I don't know. It's just what my friend said. When she saw a bunch of comedians who had boners.
That should have been an awkwardboner.com.
Yes, it should have. Just hearing about it now, I can already agree.
So, Andy, Tim, you're not going to care about this, but
Christ. Hey, everybody, iPhone app that can do something with Linux and
no,
or
new
wrestling.
iPhone OS. I think my favorite feature is the searching. Like being able to open up email and then search your inbox.
You know what would be nice? And I don't know when this would come in that handy, but it won't search numbers. So if there's a phone number in your phone, mm-hmm. and you try to search for that phone number, it won't do anything.
Huh.
The only reason it ever came up is because Stephanie got a text message from her 488 number, and she didn't recognize it. I'm like, I don't think it's anyone I know, but let me search my phone. I can do it on my MacBook, but I was like, oh, maybe I can do my phone, and it wouldn't do it. Well, actually, the number wasn't in there, but then I also tried to search for other numbers that I know are in there. And I was like, oh, comes up with nothing. My favorite features are the things that they added to the podcast.
Those are nice. Oh, man.
2x speed.
Listening to Tancast on 2x speed is
great. But listening to Tancast on 1.5 speed? Well, first of all, realizing that all episodes are going to be at least an hour and a half at that point.
at least. We usually crack an hour, so.
Yeah, so possibly up to 2, 2.5, 3 hours. I just don't think I can listen to my own goddamn voice for that long without getting diarrhea.
Those are the listeners who wanted the Tancast to be longer. Now you have your option with the new iPhone. I'll just be brief.
And this is a small thing, but it's something that I always wanted. When the screen is locked and you have the controls up, you can finally see almost all the full length of the podcast or whatever you're listening to, if it's a really long name. Sometimes it's kind of annoying. What's most annoying is when it's a song and they also put the artist's name in the title. And I'm like, well, who's the artist by? And I got to wait for it to scroll. or on the iPhone, you can't do it. So, yep, that's it. Yep. I like the iOS. It's nice.
Yep.
And now you can put a lot more apps on it, too. You can put more than the screen and just search for apps.
Woo!
So, like, it has, like, 11 screens now, and if you put more than that, you can't get to them, but if you search for them in the spotlight, it will bring them up. So, tip for you people.
Just looking at my razor.
It's nice.
Your sad little razor.
Do you need to shave your sack?
No.
Because I tell you, be careful, because that's what I was doing. I was doing some manscaping and then cleaning up afterwards.
You were shaving your sack?
I wouldn't say I was shaving it, but I was giving it a nice military cut. I wanted it to
were
look
you
like
using
Stephen
a razor?
Colbert.
Yeah. Were you using a razor, or were you using what? Were you using scissors? You got a trimmer down there? What's going on?
I got a trimmer for that.
You've got a trimmer just for your nuts.
I got a trimmer for my nuts.
You got a special nut trimmer.
I got a nut trimmer.
Is it the Philips?
The Philips?
Brand name. Oh. Philips, brand name.
No, it's a Norelco.
I was like, is that the one they show in the shower? Like, you can get it wet and it doesn't matter?
No, you can get it wet.
Oh, I don't think this one you can get wet and it doesn't matter, but it's gotten wet plenty of times.
And it mattered.
Because once it's coming off my nuts, I'm like, I'm going to run this under some water for a little while.
Because
I thought you were, like, jerking off while you're doing it.
I love it when I have less hair.
Cooler balls.
Yeah.
I had a topic for us this week.
I doubt it.
Well, I don't know if it's really that great of a topic. Someone emailed us.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TimCast listener email.
And I know who they are in just a moment.
I was like, hey, Stephanie, Andy Donnell, you want to get to the point of that? That's Freight, and someone emailed us.
And the Lord spake, and the people did grin. I fucked that quote up, but whatever.
We get the idea.
Yeah, I know you did.
Logan, that was his trip, where he's driving, a Ford Focus?
Fiesta, I think.
Is it a Ford Fiesta? Is there something about these cars that I don't know about? Why would you pick a Ford Fiesta?
I don't remember this email. What was the...
Ford Festiva.
Festiva, that's what it is.
It was a couple of weeks ago. He has a blog about it. 6,000 miles and a Ford Festiva. Is the name of the blog.
blogspot.com.
Where they're talking about fixing up the Ford Festiva and driving across... they even have, a little map. Not all the way to California. But he also mentioned, do we have any road trip stories? I wasn't sure we do. I mean, I think the one road trip did Andy. Andy couldn't make it, sadly.
Nope. Yeah, your Vegas one?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was kind of part of the beginning of Tim and Danelle's story.
Yeah, it was a big part of the beginning of Tim and Danelle's story. Yeah.
Well, I can't tell the story, so someone else jump in there. Fill in the blanks.
I'm telling it in music.
You're telling it and shut the fuck up, Tim.
Woo! We have one road trip sidetracking from the Vegas story because it's not a very exciting story.
You went to Vegas. You had a good time.
Yep.
You
made out a little.
You kissed your future wife, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And you know what? I owe my entire marriage to the fact that Noah and Stephanie were tired. Because we all got there, and then, we were all tired when we first got there, but then, later on in the night, we're like, alright, you guys want to get out and do something? And Stephanie and Noah are like, no. So me and Danelle just walked around the casinos for a while. We were going to go to this club, but, the line was super long, and I think there was a cover charge, so we're like, fuck it, and we're walking around and gambling. And then,
I think you owe it to the fact you're a tenacious bastard.
All right, yes, but...
you don't give up.
Well, I mean, the first time I saw you guys interacting...
You're like a pit bull. You clamp on, you don't let go. Clamp on? Clamp on.
Yeah.
Clamp on. Clamp off. Clamp on. Ah, fuck it. Anyway, the first time you saw us doing what?
The first time I saw you guys interacting, I could see there was some chemistry between you.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a boyfriend at the time.
I don't know about... Didn't she not appreciate the long hair?
But I think by the time what Andy is referring to, the long hair was gone.
Oh, okay.
When she first met me at the theater, I had long hair. And as she often tells the story, Stephanie's like, oh, this is my friend Tim. And Danelle was like, oh, that's great. Got any other guys that work here?
Yeah, the time that I saw you two interacting for the first time was...
Tunes.
Oh, shit. Well, Tunes in downtown San Jose.
That is correct. I remember, because I remember that whole interaction. Danelle's friend was like, kind of reminds me of, oh, I don't know if I should say his name. Gorthop. I said a made-up alien name was better. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I could see it. And I was, and Andy's like, oh, no, no, I said, who's some idiot from back home, some guy who's an idiot back home? And Danelle goes, no, did I just say his actual name?
Yep.
Dumbass!
No, you didn't!
Let me just rewind
who
that.
Who is?
Let me just rewind that really quick. And I said, who's Gorthap, some idiot from back home? And Danelle goes, no, that's my boyfriend. And Andy goes, so, some idiot from back home?
Because I could see that Tim was interested. I'm like, oh, boyfriend, I'm just going to steamroll right over that motherfucker. If he's not here, I'm going to badmouth him. And if he's here, I'm going to try to pick a fight with him. Which mainly involves me sitting on him and trying to bite him.
That reminds me, when at your wedding, Tim, when I said, who's that lady? She kind of scares me.
I was like, that's, like my, that's grandma! My grandma! And then he tried to backpedal. Oh, she's lovely. Oh, shut up, Noah. I didn't mean scare me. Shut up. What are you? There's no covering now. You've lost.
Those were epic times in our lives.
No, but the road trip that we did all go together with Stephanie, who was involved in a lot of our adventures. It's a shame she doesn't ever want to be on Tancast. I asked her. She's like, nope. But when we went to Disney's California Adventure.
The 24 hours of Disney.
Yeah, the advent of the phrase, Tim, you're difficult to spend time with.
Well, you are.
Yeah, but you love it. It's difficult, but it's worth the work.
God love me. You're right.
God love me. Gaudy style. Which is like doggy style, but dyslexic.
I thought like doggy style, but God does it.
Well, yes, that was all right. I just meant God, and God is dog spelled backwards.
Yes. No, it's not.
It is.
No.
Yes.
No.
What's the retarded version of dyslexic? Because apparently Noah's got that one.
I believe that's called. All right, that joke didn't go over. What are you gonna do? So anyway, we got some free tickets to Disney's California Adventure not long after it opened. Well. Less than a year after it opened, but definitely not long after September 11th. So it was a good time to go to the parks. Nothing like national tragedy to really cut down the lines.
Yep.
For some reason, people
don't want to have fun anymore.
Yep. I was like, well, we're going to have some fun. So we... Did it literally take 24 hours? Because we got in the car, it played all day?
24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, we got... I think we got in the car at like 3:30 in the morning or something like that, went down, had some breakfast at IHOP, we were in the park by like 10 or something like that.
Was I there for this? I don't think I was there for this.
Yeah.
You were.
I was?
Yeah.
You, me, Steph, and Tim.
Oh, I don't remember.
This was when you went on the, what people called the Sun Wheel of Death at the time, but now it doesn't have a sun on it, it has a Mickey Mouse, that big Ferris wheel where the individual carts moved.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Yes, and you and I spent the entire time leaning in towards each other.
And Noah...
commiserating over the fact that it's fucking scary when you're afraid of heights.
Well, and Noah, like, it was such a drastic change in tone and attitude. Like, he was like, yeah, we were having fun. And then the thing started moving. He's like, all right now. And, like, he just, like, you can't see it, but his hands just shot out and grabbed both directions. He was just clamping onto the side of it. Like, all right, we're done with this. And we had just started.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, this can stop. Because he'd get to a certain point, and then all of a sudden it would sort of tip over and, like, race to the other end of this track.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, done, 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 done. Not this, no more, no more this.
Really,
this.
I don't know what I was thinking. Like, what is holding on to the sides going to do if the thing decides to break and fall to the ground? Probably nothing.
Well, you won't rattle around inside the cage. So you'll survive all the way to the bottom. But no further.
That thing looks really nice now. Like, they've added all these lights and shit to it. Like, well, especially at night, it looks really cool. It looks like the one on the Santa Monica Pier, which also is not a good frame of reference for either of you who don't live anywhere near the Santa Monica Pier. But trust me, it looks nice.
Not at all. Idiot.
I've seen pictures.
Your mom's seen pictures.
Of your nuts?
No.
Just taking a guess.
So we were walking through the Hollywood Pictures backlot, and some song was playing that I liked. So I started skipping down the street, and that's when Andy goes, Tim, you're difficult to spend time with. That was where that
was
phrase
was. Was that
born.
Trip, or was it the other Disneyland trip, the one where we stayed for a couple of days, that you, like, we got there, and you were just, like, bouncing and happy and joyful, and you ran up to me and, like, jumped up next to me and tossed your arms around my neck, and I just reached out one arm and, like, hooked you over the outside thigh so you were, like, my little sidecar, and then just kept on walking.
Yeah, I believe it was that same trip. And I was like, wow! I totally did not expect it to end like this! It was like, I was like,
I don't think I even really broke stride. You just sort of like hit and I grabbed and just kept on going.
I'm like, that must look so cool to people walking. Like, what the? It was like his little helper monkey and he just jumped back onto his arm.
The little one just stuck to the big one.
We form Gatron.
I'll form the butt plug.
Fabulous feather boa. That was a good line last week. I was re-listening, as I often do.
Well, you have to.
No, I mean re-listening just for the shits and giggles of it.
Oh, just for the heck of it to hear your own self talk.
I was also re-listening to the argument about whether or not good-lookingness mitigates dorkiness. Hmm. And? Well, no, we had said it's... Andy came up with the line, it's like saying having a good personality makes you better looking. And Noah's...
And it does.
Yeah, and... Well, and I think what we failed to get across was, like, our side of the argument... It may make you more appealing, but it does not physically change any of your characteristics.
But it tricks your brain into thinking someone is better looking. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't physically change how you look.
But looks is all about perception, though. You know what I mean?
It's not all about perception. Like, you physically have looks.
Right, yes. But if for some reason,
but this
like,
isn't
someone
an
could
objective
have...
measure, it's subjective. Beauty being in the eye of the beholder.
That may be, but. Personality doesn't change your physical look. So if you're just looking at a picture of somebody and you don't see their personality, mm-hmm. you're gonna have one view of them then, and that's not gonna change by their personality.
Yes.
Whereas true. If you were able to just observe someone's behavior without observing how they look, they are just gonna be dorky or not dorky.
Tankcast rewind.
But that doesn't matter because your perception of someone can still change.
It does matter because that was what the argument was about. At least that's right, what I'm arguing.
Yeah, but just because someone, like if you look at someone and say they're ugly, but then you meet them, they may still look the same, but they're going to be more physically attractive to you.
Doesn't matter.
So, yes,
it still
doesn't change how they look, but it still, looks can make someone less dorky.
Tancast, we won't ever fucking let ship drop.
That's how we do it. But they aren't any less dorky that you just have accepted it.
Yeah, you guys please feel free to continue. I'm going to go look at porn.
Wait, I'll let Noah rebut.
I mean, I think the fact that they're looking makes them seem less dorky to you.
That they're looking?
The fact that they're good looking makes them seem less dorky to you.
Well, right.
So it does, being attractive does counter out your dorkiness.
No, it makes you seem less dorky. It doesn't actually counter out your dorkiness.
But there's no way to measure dorkiness.
There is.
So the measure is the person who's observing you. So
I think the measure is how much longer the two dorks continue this conversation.
No, our personalities make us non-dorky.
I think the fact that you're both willing to like try to ram each other's cocks into the ground over this.
I just want to make sure all sides of this argument have been thrown out.
Okay.
How about ram his cock?
And as long as we're rewinding topics, sort of, but this is the topic that I got sent via email from Jerry Brandt. Comedian. I've mentioned him before, actually. Quite funny guy. And he goes, I have a tan topic for you. New Hampshire, I'm guessing, NH. What other state? This is NH.
Well, I don't know. Maybe somewhere in the south, and it's like Mississippi, and it means niggers here.
Jesus Christ!
Says wow. The one white guy on Tancast.
I'm offended.
Jesse Jackson, on behalf of all black people, I'd like to apologize to you.
What? You can't apologize on behalf of black people. You have to apologize on behalf of white people.
No, I apologize to him, and he acts on behalf of all black people. All
right. Well, you need to say things right.
Grammar Girl will kick my ass for actually how I phrased that, but there was the meaning behind it.
I'll bring it up next time we're making out.
All right.
Which means I'll never bring it up. So, I have a tan topic for you. New Hampshire is projecting that legalizing gay marriage will generate $55 million in additional revenue. California has 33 times the population of New Hampshire, which project even more money. Meanwhile, California continues to be mired in budget crisis, to which the primary solution seems to be cutting education. So, new slogan for gay rights groups, legalize gay marriage and save our children. Take that, Mormon Church!
So, well, I think, don't we all agree that gay people should get married? You just want us to discuss.
Yeah, it's really hard when there's nobody arguing the no fuck gays.
The older I get, the more and more I come down on, you know, look, as long as I'm not hurting other people and I'm, you know, relatively protected from bad things that are out of my control, that's pretty much everything that that society owes me. And that's pretty much all that I owe the rest of you. So if two of you who are adults and consenting, or 3, or 4, or 15, I really don't give a shit. If a bunch of you want to get together and have sex, if two of you want to get together and start a family, what fucking business is it of mine?
What do you think about the argument that it may lead to bigamy or polygamy or stigawigamy?
Like them get married to multiple people?
Right.
It happens now. What do you mean lead to it? It's done. It's already been led.
Then shouldn't the Mormon church be pro-gay marriage?
Sorry,
Mormons, not to bring up the the old tired bashing Mormon shit, but go back and look at the shit that Joseph Smith was saying. Yeah, I know the church as a whole is backed off, but go look at what your venerated founder was saying about.
Yeah, it does take some enormous balls for you to protect the sanctity of marriage when you used to have like several wives.
When you used to be told that you couldn't get into heaven and you couldn't ascend to godhood unless you had several wives.
And were white.
Well, yes, and were white.
There was a time when black people would not get to heaven according to the Mormon church. They could get to...
Because they were the sons of perdition.
There was like levels, like, you know, like you could get to Mario World 7, 8.
Was it like the black heaven?
Kinda.
Was it as nice?
Actually, it was way cooler. It was no. It was separate but equal. And so, as
it's kind
such,
of
in
a
inherently
part of town, but the weed's better,
and the music's better.
A lot better dancing going on.
And the sports are better.
A lot bigger cocks too.
You know, it occurs to me that we're kind of coming across like we're blaming the LDS Church for the entirety of passing Prop 8, when really there's a lot of hate to spread around, a lot of mega churches and different Christian pastors and whatnot. So. Even though we're kind of going after the Mormon church, not necessarily Mormons, but the church, there's a lot of other people to hate, too.
I hate fat guys named Andy.
Speaking of weed, as long as we're talking about legalizing stuff, I was surprised as hell that a Republican governor, was talking about that it's time to sit down and actually look at what are all the costs and all the benefits and have a real debate as opposed to just people throwing slogans back and forth.
Schwarzenegger said that?
Yeah.
He's like, I've got to have something positive to go out on. I haven't done shit for this state, except continually cut education.
Well, he has tried to solve the wildfires.
How'd he solve the wildfires? Oh, right. I remember that.
Dude, it's your fucking joke.
Did I used to say that?
Yes, you used to do that in part of your bit.
Wow, well, that's gone. It's a distant memory.
Right.
I think they should allow pot smoking at gay marriages and we'll be set.
Yes.
Financially.
All we need is a bunch of high homos just buying cakes and dresses.
We should replace bouquets with pot.
To kind of step back to what Tip would say, where they think gay marriage... Who said this? Gay marriage will lead to bigamy.
It's usually one of the... I don't know. I don't have a specific person, but I hear that argument.
So it's like something a lot of people say?
Yeah, I've heard it thrown out a lot. It's going to lead to...
I think even O'Reilly said something about it, like that and bestiality.
Yes, it's going to lead to polygamy and marrying animals, because those are the next logical steps.
That really feeds into, like, the stereotype of that, you know, gay people are just about, they're not, you know, loyal, they're not monogamous, I should say. I mean, there are gay people who aren't, but there are straight people who aren't.
Yeah, just and like a lot of them are in politics.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, a lot of them are Republicans in politics, apparently.
Someone else just admitted to having an affair recently, didn't he?
Yeah, and he was one of the guys who was crying the loudest about fucking Clinton.
Yep.
You know what they say? The person who is really homophobic is usually gay.
And the person who is really angry about adultery is usually an adulterer.
Exactly.
Fucking mad bitches.
I mean, it's not like, you know, it's kind of like how they talk about on LSAT. It's like, just because one thing happened doesn't mean something else is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, there's no correlation between marrying a man and marrying a dog.
Yeah.
And it's not like all of a sudden people are like, well.
Just ask our wives.
It's like all of a sudden people are going to be like, oh, well, we let men marry, so why not let people marry dogs or animals? Why not? I just don't think that would happen.
Don't forget women marrying. That's my favorite part of gay marriage.
I think there are a couple of people out there who can have... There are a couple of people out there, maybe, who can have stable relationships with more than one person at a time. But it's kind of like a family that's got three kids. Eventually, two of those kids are going to gang up on one of those kids. And it might be a fluid situation.
And it'll be hot.
Where which two gang
up. Oh, God!
Here we are, trying to have a serious conversation, and Noah's got a tan casted up for us.
Good, people are about to turn off. Apparently, last episode was boring until we were about to sign off. And then
is that what someone said?
Yeah, someone said the first half was pretty dull. And I listened to it, and I'm like, you know, I can't really argue with that. It wasn't until we were like, all right, should we cut it off? And then we just started being weird for another 20 minutes. Anyway, sorry. So, the hot kid-on-kid-on-kid action that Andy was just describing?
Yes, the kid-on-kid-on-kid action. You know, just making a triangle. Just ask
they
him
try
out,
any
ask
angle.
Ask him out. Yep. I guess what I was trying to say is I think that there's a certain level of interest in society with having stable families. And if you're trying to add three people, I mean, Dr. Drew said that shit on Loveline all the time. People trying to bring in a threesome or whatever are just they're seeking chaos. They're trying to add chaos to their relationship, even if they don't recognize it, even if in their head they're saying
hot
oh,
chaos
it
with four
hot.
Boobs and two vaginas. Yeah.
Yeah, but really it never works out that way because somebody's feelings get hurt, somebody feels less equal than the other two, and you can't have a partnership with a bunch of people, basically.
That's what I would always only want to do a threesome with perfect strangers.
Balky and Cousin Larry?
Yep.
Exactly. They were hot.
Then Noah will do the dance of joy.
Oh, on the wings of my dreams.
Yeah, you know, I could not understand like having like more than one wife, because having one is enough work. It's like, can you imagine like trying to figure out what you did wrong like three different times?
That's what Matt Weinhold, he had this joke like, I can't imagine being married to one more than one woman because I just spend all my time going, are you mad? Are you mad? Are you mad? Are you mad? Are you mad?
Why are you mad? Oh, you're not mad? Wait, are you really not mad, or are you just saying you're not mad? I'm going to find out about this later. Okay, hold that thought. Okay, are you mad? Wait, are you really not mad, or are you just going to tell me later? Okay, hold that thought.
It's like a little guessing game every day.
I think that would just devolve into, fuck it, you bitches figure it out.
I'm going to go have a beer.
Look, me and my dick will be over here. Whoever wants it can come get it. You guys don't, whatever, I'll be here. I'll be watching reruns of Star Trek The Next Generation.
There's pie. It's getting cold.
That's also Matt Weinhold. Speaking of which, Patrick Stewart acts his balls off in a recent episode. Not recent, but an episode I just saw of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Like, in a good way, or like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, fucking A, dude. Because he's mind-melded with Spock's father, and apparently Spock's father is losing control of his emotions. Which is a bad disease for Vulcans. And so basically, a lot of his really intense emotions are all hitting Captain Picard all at once. And so he's going from crying to angry to happy. And it just like keeps happening over and over again. And you're like, Jesus Christ. Like, he's like, there's physical tears you see coming out. And he's happy and angry. And like, it's all just like turning on a dime. Like, fuck, that is some acting right there. He's acting his nutsack off.
Acting.
I couldn't do any of that shit.
That's why you're not on Star Trek Next Generation.
Reason number 47.
Reason number one being the show's not on anymore.
One thing I wanted to mention, as I feel we might be winding down, but I know everybody's talked about this, but I think Tancast should weigh in. The fucking David Letterman, Sarah Palin joke.
Who gives a shit?
Second that.
There it is. We've weighed in. Just so you knew, we were keeping track of it.
Just saying this now, I am so glad. Like, if I wasn't glad before, I am so glad now that she wasn't the VP. Because this seems like some TMZ shit, really. Like, really? Yeah. This is the person you're going to be second in command of our country, and this is the shit you're doing.
The dude was trying to make a joke about her big titty daughter being loose, And he...
Which he is. We all know it.
Yeah, but he got the... Well, some of us know it a little better than others, apparently.
Oh, yeah!
Man, she got some big titties. Sorry. Said to be a dirty old man for a second there.
And she's 18.
Isn't Cheney's daughter pretty hot, too?
No. McCain's daughter is pretty hot.
McCain, that's what...
Yes.
McCain, I mean, that's what I think of McCain.
Yeah, she was just on... not Politically Incorrect, but Bill Maher's other show last night. And,
Real Time.
Yes, that. And she's cute, but she's definitely 24. And no offense to our younger listeners, but, like, she's sitting there with people who are, like, in their 40s and older, and so, like, they're talking, and she's just... It's like... You know how, they, like, you play keep away with the shorter kid at school with his lunchbox, and they just keep throwing it over his head, and maybe you get a piece of it, but, like, basically you're just... They're making you look like a fool on purpose. It's kind of what happened last night. And it didn't help she was the only Republican. It was, like, everybody else was either, you know... Full-on left wing, or at very least, like, moderate. They're just like, fuck you, little girl.
Yeah, well, especially, I mean, at 24, you're to the point where you really have been kind of out of the house long enough, and you're starting to make up your own mind about the world, and you're starting to figure out some shit that, you know, maybe your parents told you isn't quite the way it is, or your parents maybe aren't the smartest people in the world, but listening to the way she talks, I still get the feeling like a lot of the stuff that's coming out of her is because that's what her daddy says.
But at least you promote sex.
What the fuck are you eating, dude?
Sorry, M&M's. Breakfast.
Thanks for tancasting it up for us there, Tim.
Tancast these nuts. Like, she came out against the abstinence tour that Bristol's doing, which is stupid.
But no!
Not stupid that she came out against it, it's stupid that she's doing it. But she's like, you know, I'm a Republican woman and I like sex. I was like, all right, well, now you've got my attention.
You've got at least part of my attention.
You've got my penis's attention.
A very small part, about 7 inches.
Actually, it's a very big part. Just ask your mama. Boom!
Is that how you sound when you, like, you rev up?
Yep. It's like, shit. Hey, babe, we're about to have sex. Sex!
Blow your little top.
All over your bottom. But...
Nice. Thank Nicely
you.
Done, sir.
Thank you. And put that one to bed. Oh, but So Bristol Palin's abstinence tour. How can you have an abstinence tour with a baby that you've had out of wedlock? That seems like... If anybody... Like,
hey, everybody, don't be like me. You know, famous. For no reason.
Like, if someone... He's gonna have an abstinence tour. It should be some really ugly person who's obviously not fucking. At least I know why that person's having an abstinence tour. But, like, you've got.
But then it's not by choice.
All right, but still, at least it's happening. This isn't even happening. She's not even abstinent.
Sure, fair enough. They should have, like, some Angelina-looking Jolie girl going out saying, "Yeah, I choose not to fuck you. Look at me. People want to fuck me. I want to fuck you, but I'm not."
No, that would just be a challenge to everybody. Like, I'll fuck her. She's gonna be abstinent to everybody but me.
That. But then that would be a win. Like, look at all these people trying to fuck me. I'm not fucking them.
Abstinence. Someone would break her, eventually. Or him, if it was a guy. Well, if it was a guy, it wouldn't last that long. I decided to be abstinent. Really? No.
Yeah, that's about how it goes.
Well, I don't know the Jonas Brothers. See? The Jonas Brothers. They have all apparently taken abstinence pledges. And a lot of women who are inappropriately old want to fuck the Jonas Brothers.
Did you see the South Park episode about that?
No.
They were essentially implying that the abstinence pledges... Well, not implying. I think they just came right out and said it. That it was the Disney Corporation's cold-hearted calculation that they could put up posters with, like, young girls reaching for the Jonas Brothers crotches, and they could make that all okay and palatable for family groups as long as the Jonas Brothers wore those abstinence rings. So it's like, we can totally market you as sex objects for underage girls as long as we also put an abstinence ring on you. To which I responded with, this is a really funny episode of South Park, and I still couldn't give a shit about the Jonas Brothers or anything that anyone tries to call music coming out of them.
I don't have any strong opinions on the Golden Brothers, the Jonas Brothers.
The Golden Brothers. I love them.
Are you implying they pee on each other?
Sure. Apparently unintentionally, but sure.
Okay. Just so we're all clear.
No, it's actually a little yellow.
Or in their case, slightly yellow.
Ah, I beat you to it!
The fuck is wrong with you people?
I don't know. I blame my penis.
I blame your penis, too. For all the ills of the world.
What did it do? It
burns when I pee.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Your poor little penis.
It tortures me. It tortures me.
Why do you torture me so, penis?
Apparently it's payback for all the torture I've put it through.
Remember that time you slapped me around for no reason? I wasn't doing anything. I was just chilling.
Remember that time you put me in that fat bitch?
What was his name? Frank?
Thank you for getting where I was going with that, Andy.
Yep. You're welcome. I can read your mind. See, I'm your real wife, Tim.
My real wife is gone.
Yes.
She's teaching.
You'll always be my little sidecar.
She's teaching summer school up in the Bay Area, so I'm here in L.A.
That guy has some pimp hair.
Sitting around watching strange porn and touching my wang.
Has Andy seen any of the literal music videos?
Oh, have you, Andy?
Literal music videos. I do not believe so.
Oh.
I think the best one is Total Eclipse of the Heart.
And the other one is that I like is Take On Me. I like both of those. I think Take On Me is probably...
singing is so horrible in Take On Me, I just can't watch it.
Really? I think Take On Me is one of the better ones of the actual singing.
Maybe I found the wrong one, because the one I saw, it was just horrible. It didn't match, like, the beat of the music or the original song.
Oh.
Like, the lyrics they're using didn't fit. That's what I felt. I felt Total Eclipse of the Heart was much better.
Total Eclipse of the Heart is much funnier.
Have you guys heard the auto-tune the news?
No.
Okay, I will send you a link.
So, yeah, maybe we'll watch this later.
Yeah.
I think that was the fourth one that I liked the best, and I think that's the one I just gave you the link for. So, it's pretty fucking funny.
What the?
Oh, are you watching my video?
Sorta.
Yeah. It's...
All right, that does bear watching further later. So enjoy this cluster of links. That link sound effect probably just went off like 17 times in a row, like, bah, 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 bah! Actually, this week I was doing something from The Legend of Zelda. Because it made me think of it last week when I said that. I'm like, dude, the main character's name is Link. What more do you need? So I think it's going to be the music from when you get the Triforce. So they probably just did that like 7 times in a row.
Well, we can I think we can wrap this motherfucker up, put it to bed.
Wrap this motherfucking motherfucker up, motherfucking motherfucker.
You haven't mentioned that in a while. If you want to pick a pretty cake.
It's still awesome. Lazy Town remix. Love it.
Grab that shit. It's yours. It on your balls.
It's yours, bitch.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to say about the Letterman joke is Distorted View Daily, the podcast that Noah says I'm sucking his dick.
Oh, sucking it. You got it deep down your throat.
Well, he
I
does.
Think you even got the balls in your mouth.
He does. He has a YouTube page now where he does post videos, and he posted one about the. It was also in his last episode, but he posted one about the protesters. And they are fucking nutballs.
Yeah, I saw videos about them.
David Letterman is raping your children with his mouth!
Oh, you know what the best part is?
Wow.
I saw one video where they took a step back from all the protesters, and there was like 7 protesters, and there was like 30 media people all jostling to try to interview them. I'm like, there are 7 fucking nut jobs out there holding up signs and yelling things that don't make sense, and there's this much media like giving them legitimacy and trying to put them on the air. You know what we used to do with crazy people?
I bet.
We would ignore them and let them continue to babble to themselves.
I bet there's people that just sit at home waiting for, the next thing to be outraged about. And like, all right, come on, rally up the troops.
Well, this one, they had to...
Get the phone tree.
They had to manufacture the outrage. Oh, yeah. He didn't actually make a joke about A, rape, or B, the 14-year-old daughter. They had to... It's like they had to intentionally miss the point to get angry. Like, well, we can't get angry at that joke. But what if we said he... What if we thought he meant this? Brilliant! Now we're angry! Yay! Wait, I'm happy.
Yeah, it's like, he fucked up. You know, he made that joke. He was trying to make the joke about the big titty one that's had the sex. And I guess somebody didn't tell him which daughter was at the game. So it was the 14-year-old daughter.
Now I heard there's not even proof that the 14-year-old daughter was at the game.
Oh, awesome. Well, even if she was, you know, let's take a step back and where all that, you know, pseudo-outrage comes from. It was just a joke fail. It wasn't he's trying to say that the 14-year-old's out there, you know, fucking A-Rod or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, he'd been knocked up by A-Rod. Didn't even say, A-Rod raped your daughter. He said, got knocked up by, which implies consensual sex. And let's be fair, the girl he was talking about had some consensual sex.
Probably more than once.
Yeah. One time, it didn't go as well as she'd hoped. That's the other thing. She was on the cover of People magazine talking about, like, she was holding her baby and looking all happy, like a, you know, like a mom is supposed to. Actually, she looks like an older sister, but that's her baby. She's like, if kids knew the risks of having sex, they would never do it. While she's holding the baby. Like, so basically you're saying, if I had it to do over it again, this life wouldn't exist. I'm so happy for this baby that I would give anything to turn back the clock and make him not happen. In fact, I'm going to make your future babies not happen by telling you not to fuck.
I think, don't teens know the risks by now?
You know what? I think a long history of abstinence-only education has taught us that kids are incredibly aware of the risks, but sex is still a strong biological imperative, so they go out and do it anyway.
And it feels good.
Because you're thinking with your dicks, and you're young and stupid.
See, what you got to do is give your kid a mullet. A long, straight mullet, and then no one will fuck him until he's 24. Boom. Problem solved.
No, apparently that doesn't work. Because I was rocking the bad hair, and I was still fooling around.
But you didn't have sex until you dropped the mullet, as far as I remember.
Oh, that is true. But
See, there you go. Well, mullets. Have... mullets to save your virginity.
I didn't have a mullet at all. I mean, I didn't get laid.
I also didn't have sex until a while after I got rid of the long hair, and it was after we were, both officially adults.
See? Look at that. I don't know what that means.
We waited until we were adult. That's all that means.
But not until you're married, though.
Thank God.
Thank God. If I'd married that bitch, I think I would have killed myself by now.
Because you're like, I need to stick my little pinky dick into something.
That pretty much was how I was thinking at that point. I'm like, shit.
It's going to shrivel up and fall off.
Two years of heavy petting later, it's like, I'm sorry, we're going to have to hit the gas here. We got to get this car out of first.
I no longer want to keep this dick in its original packaging so that I can sell it on eBay for more money.
No, apparently a doctor about 4 days after I was born took care of the original packaging.
Didn't we just take the cellophane off?
No, that's a foreskin joke.
We know.
I figured Noah might not, because he's an idiot. Idiot!
Right.
No, he gonna take that?
No.
He's gonna take it like a bitch. Those are my words, and now Noah's my words, bitch.
Well, and there it is. Running out of gas just at the end. Thanks for listening to our gayness.
I have nothing more to say.
See you next time.
To any of you.
That was the worst ending ever.
We gotta do it better. Come on, Tim, edit us a better ending.
Why are you doing the Tancast music again? I mean, the Tan Laugh music again.
Am I? I don't even know. I'm just making up music. I'm making it more exciting. Have a week.
There we go.
Were you going
Once
for,
we
like,
steal from Smodcast, everything's okay. I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm Scott Mosier.
Have a week.
From the future!
I'm Jason Mewes.
I'm Walt Flanagan.
Who's Walt Flanagan?
Alright, it's not gonna get any better. No. It's only gonna get worse.
We've killed it. We've killed it and raped the corpse.
Yay, rape! Thank you for listening to Tancast episode 55. You can read our blog and find all our old episodes at tancast.com. Our email address is fucktards@tancast.com, or if you want to email us individually, it's ourfirstnames@tancast.com. If you haven't voted at Podcast Alley in June, give us a vote. If you haven't subscribed via iTunes or your MP3 downloading program of choice, go do that right now. And if you like this episode, post it on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. And if you didn't like this episode, post it on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Just when you make fun of us, make sure it's witty. Tancast. Like I said, that is all coming out,
oh, yeah.
So don't worry about nothing. Hey, people who listen to us, fuck you.
You should leave that in, though.
Howard Stern, he's got millions of listeners, and he fucking insults us.
It's because he has millions of listeners. I don't think he started out insulting them.
Yeah, sure he did. He's like, fuck you guys.
Yes, fuck us.
You guys suck.
We suck.
Yay!
Thank you for having the guts to point that out to us, Howard Stern.